It seems like we've been talking about it for a long time, and at last, Election Day is almost here. This is Lisa Berry, and although millions of people have already voted early or by absentee, Tuesday the polls will be open in Washtenaw County for those wanting to vote in person. We're grateful two of the busiest people in the county due to the elections and everything else going on are joining us now on 89.1 WEMU, County Elections Director Ed Golombewski and Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. Thanks to both of you for taking the time to talk with our WEMU listeners.
You're welcome.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Well, even though, as I said, millions of people have already voted, I wanted to talk about the safety of those casting their ballots in person. And I'm not talking about the safety from the coronavirus, but safety from voter intimidation and possible violence. And Ed, let's start with you, as you recently put out a comprehensive press release concerning public safety on Election Day. What can you tell voters to make sure they feel safe casting their ballot in person?
Well, my office, the office of the Washtenaw County Clerk Register, partners with the sheriff's office to ensure that that we are prepared. The sheriff's office has been such a fantastic partner to us. They are adequately prepared and have increased the number of sheriff's deputies that will be available to respond to polling locations on Election Day if there are issues. I should point out that we're not aware, at least I'm not aware, of any specific credible threats to public safety on Election Day. But, of course, we have heard concerns from voters and others about the possibility of intimidation. Accordingly, we've made preparations to prevent that and to respond to incidents as they might occur.
Sheriff Clayton, is this something you would typically do during an election or especially a presidential election, have deputies sort of standing by?
Well, we have historically increased staffing on Election Day just because of the increased activity throughout the county. They won't be standing by at any specific polling locations. We've just increased patrols in the area, and they have been instructed to respond to polling locations if they are called by either elected election officials or if there's been a call in to dispatch and then they get dispatched to a polling location.
And are you working with other departments as well, state police, local police?
Yes. So a couple of things, you know, to Ed's point, I think the collaboration has been really, really good. We have a good working relationship with the clerk's office, so we've been in communication. And all of the law enforcement agencies in Washtenaw County have collaborated around a strategy to support the clerk's office around election integrity and polling location security. And we've also been in conversation and collaboration with the elected and appointed officials throughout the county, the different mayors and the supervisors, to make sure that we are confident that we're also providing the appropriate level of community safety through this process.
What does voter intimidation look like? What should we as voters be on the lookout for as we go to cast our ballots in person?
Well, any sort of intimidation, you know, aggressive behavior, harassment, coercion, outside or nearby or even in a polling location would certainly be of concern. There is a nonpartisan hotline that voters can use as well, and it's 866-OUR-VOTE, O-U-R-V-O-T-E. Voters can use that hotline to report incidents of intimidation, harassment, or coercion. And it's really important to note that no campaigning can occur within 100 feet of a polling location. Voters should expect that when they arrive that there is a demarcation of where that line is for folks that are present and just doing normal campaign activity, trying to urge voters to select a candidate or another. That's normal, but it cannot happen within 100 feet to the entrance of a polling location. But of course, again, if there are incidents that are more aggressive or harassing, we certainly encourage voters to report those as soon as possible.
We all know about the situation involving the threats against our governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and now we keep hearing about more and more of these groups that are out there who may be threatening violence. Sheriff Clayton, this might be a naive question, but have you been aware of all these different groups? Is it hard to keep up with them all?
So, you know, we work collaboratively with our state and federal partners. There's always been an open line of communication. You know, quite frankly, a lot of these groups and people with that share that same ideology really have always existed. oftentimes they've existed on the fringe or in the shadows, and they're starting to get illuminated a little bit more, but they've always existed. We monitor the activity, and just as was said earlier by Ed, we don't have any known specific threats to Washtenaw County. And if that changed, then we would notify the appropriate people, and we would respond accordingly.
I feel like even by having this conversation, though, that we are, shining a light on that possibility. And can you both say something to assure us that it's, how of a serious concern should it be this election year?
So I guess I'll start by saying I think in Washtenaw County, we are in a safe community, and I encourage people to go out and exercise their constitutional right to vote, understanding that the community leadership has worked collaboratively to put in place the appropriate strategies to keep us safe. But just like in any other time, we would ask people to be aware and to be vigilant. And if they see behavior or activity that causes them concern around their own personal safety or the safety of others, to, if they're at a polling location, to notify that election official or call 911. And if they're in the community, do as you would normally do. Call 911, and we will be prepared to respond and address the situation as required.
And Ed, as the county elections director, I know how busy you are right now. And again, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. You feeling confident that the peace will be kept on voting day?
I am, yeah. I just have the utmost respect for the work that the sheriff is doing here in Washtenaw County. I know that sheriff's deputies will be well-trained and ready to respond if necessary. Of course, we don't expect that that's going to be necessary, but I feel very comfortable and confident in the preparations that have been made for public safety on Election Day.
And then there's post-election concerns, Sheriff Clayton. I saw a recent survey that only 1 in 4 say they're very confident that the nation will have a peaceful transfer of power if Joe Biden defeats Donald Trump in the election. Is that something you're already planning for, or is it top of mind for the Sheriff's Department?
Well, it is for all of us in the county. So, again, for the community leaders, for the police service agency leaders, we've had conversations. We have a plan in place if there are any post-election disturbances. Look, I'll say again, people have every right to exercise their First Amendment rights, right? So if they want to get out and exercise in the public space their dissatisfaction with the results, then they're entitled to do that. But they need to do it in a peaceful manner. We expect that here in Washtenaw County. And if there are disturbances, again, we would engage, try to educate, and make sure that we can do the things we have the right to do, but to do it in the safest way. So we are planful and hopeful that we have a peaceful election, peaceful transition of power, and our country really exercises democracy the way it's intended.
Ed, anything you want to add to that?
No, I think the sheriff said it very well. We are well prepared for Election Day, and we're looking forward to welcoming voters that are participating on Election Day, voting in person. I would add that at least 2/3 and maybe as many as 3/4 of all ballots cast this election will be by absent voter ballot. So the number of voters that we expect actually in person at polling locations is certainly lower this election than it would have been had this volume of absent voter ballots not been issued and returned by voters. But we do expect a safe environment for voters, both from the possibility of intimidation, but also from a personal health and safety standpoint. Polling locations will be adequately prepared with PPE and hand sanitizer, all the things that you would expect to see to ensure that voters can cast their ballots in person safely, and then we can have a well-run and smooth Election Day.
That's Washtenaw County Elections Director Ed Golombewski and Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. Thank you so much to both of you for taking the time to talk to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lisa.